Brother Ed?
Sorry, the minute I called you, some other dingleberry called me on the other line at the exact same time with a stupid question.
No problem. No problem. Hold on.
That's how the world works.
It is. It is. Hold on 1 second.
One steamboat, two steamboats.
There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah. So it's,
I just got off the phone with my father.
Talk to me.
Well, he is an MSNBC, CNN, a little Fox News, BBC junkie.
Yep.
And really difficult to talk to.
Yeah.
He has severe TDR. A severe form of it. It's very, I don't know if it can be cured, quite honestly.
Of what?
TDR.
What's that?
Trump derangement syndrome.
That's TDS.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. TDS. He has a severe form of it. I think he's hallucinating and, he's also delusional because of it. It's really harmful.
You can't be a mainstream junkie without being under that spell. I mean, it's real. It's a real thing.
Oh, it is. It is so real. It is so real. That is as real gets. You're absolutely, completely, 100% correct on that. So he's got that. I tweet him I sent him the odd telegram. I got him on Telegram, luckily. So I bounced the odd telegram. Because I love speaking in memes now. I never thought I'd like it, but we've got David Avocado Wolf, who's a meme king, and every now and then
he has my gosh.
And I'll bounce it to my pops. I'll bounce it to him, but because he won't click a link. If I send him a YouTube, he won't click it. My brother won't click them. My sister called me and said, I never click on anything you send. Stop it.
Wow.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing what we're up against, Oddball. It's powerful. Really powerful.
It is very powerful. I mean, it is to the point to where, like when I called you the other day, it was just like, I was semi-depressed because it was so happening, and I'm the last person that goes to that zone usually, you know. And it was just
told you it's a danger for all of us. We all are biorhythmic. We go up, we go down, we get says something, it affects us. It's very powerful.
As a matter of fact, I kind of, from my job standpoint, I had a huge training yesterday that I completed. So I really don't have anything on the books today. And so I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to do two things today. One, I'm going to go to Costco and I'm going to stock up on shit because as of the 16th, you can't shop at Costco. They don't even consider any exceptions. That's at least what they're saying. So I want to go and I want to shop and just get some stuff. But more importantly, I'm going to speak with the manager. And, I have spoken with her before. So if it's the same manager, her name is Gina. And I'm going to say, look, we've had conversations before. You were very considerate. And I said, and I want to again reinforce that I have a medical exemption, and I'm going to bring my doctor's letter and everything. And I'm going to say I am a member, and I want to continue to be a member, and I want to continue to shop here. As a matter of fact, because Costco was so you were so good, I canceled my Sam's Club membership because of you, Gina. And I just want to know, am I going to have a hassle once this new mandate goes in? And if I am, I just want to mentally know that. And I also want to let
corporate policy, by the way. It's a corporate policy. Is that correct?
Okay, but a corporate policy is for employees. I learned that from John Jay. The corporate policy doesn't cover your members. That is your corporate policy. It is not my policy. So, and I want to tell her, and I want to say, now, I am going to come back, and I am going to shop as a member. And I just want to let you know, when I do, I have already sought legal counsel. And what I am going to do, because you are violating the law, if you do not provide service to me when I have my exemptions, I am going to sue you and Costco, and if there is a, and then we'll see where it goes. But I will, because I'm going to have this conversation with you. I'm talking to you about it. You are violating the law, and I will pursue this legally. So I don't think you want to go there, and I really don't think the company wants to have the press that somebody with a disability is suing you. But just know, that's who I am, and I'm prepared to do that, and I would rather not. That's why I'm having this conversation with you, Gina. And then, Ab, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go do what John Jay says to do. Go shop, and if they deny me service, don't make a big deal out of it. Just come back. I'm going to document everything, and I will send it to John Jay, and then he's going to issue the law. He's going to send out the lawsuit to him. We're going to follow this through, and then when we will likely get an injunction on Costco, then I go in with the injunction in hand, which is a court order that says I won, and then I'm going to go shop and set the trap. And I am not going to pull it out until they call a sheriff or a police officer, and then when I do, I will pull it out, and I will say, officer, I think you'll understand what this is, but this is a court order. So if you do anything to stop me, and if you, ma'am or sir, if you do anything but give me service, you are violating a court order. I have proven that I will already go to court with this. You are violating a court order, and you too can be and will be arrested because you're violating a court order. Is that the outcome you want, or do you want to service me like a paying member that I am? That's how this movie plays out in my head, Ab.
That's basically what John Jay outlined the other day.
Yep. And I said I was going to do two things. That, and then I'm going to clean my garage. And I'm going to stay away from all of the shit that's out there. Because I mentally need to just detox, because it's just like, you know, especially when you get in those telegrams. I mean, Telegram is great, but it's like a fire hose of just negative shit that comes your way, you know?
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I actually am getting frustrated with people I talk to, this family, because it's frustrating because you slowly see how you are going to be the exile in the whole society.
Absolutely.
You can see that. You can
Absolutely.
See it coming. And logic and reason has no place in this new society.
And my wife told me today again that there were some friends of hers, a colleague when she was a teacher, who their whole family got sick, and he ended up in the hospital, and now he's dead, and it was COVID,
Jeez.
I'm like, honey, please, there anything? And I said, you know, you need to ask everyone now from now on if they had vaccines, because I'm starting to think that maybe they did put some shit in the last batch of vaccines that's having
maybe. But what did he die of, really? You know, it's
such a personal. He died of a heart attack.
There you go. And guess what the number one killer is of Americans?
What's that?
Heart disease. The number one killer of Americans has been heart disease for a long time now.
Hey, tell that to your dad.
We're talking 30, 40, 50 years.
Tell that to your dad.
My dad knows that. My dad has an artificial valve.
I'm just saying these arguments don't work on the people who are under the spell. They just don't work. Because they went to the doctor because of being sick and having symptoms of COVID, and they come out dead, and so they died of COVID. Even though it's a heart attack, and they'll say, yeah, it was a heart attack. But
and that's really why they attached this phony virus to a fairly normal symptom of other serious disease, serious conditions, heart conditions, systolic, systemic conditions. So they attached a very normal symptom. When your heart stops working properly, when you're, and it's not just your heart, because your heart is more than a pump, or it's not really a pump. I'm really starting to subscribe to that. I thought it was nonsense before, but it actually makes more sense how we have different mechanisms that pull our blood through our artery, through our capillary. It's a, it's sort of a magnetic pull. It's the pump. Yeah, because, and I thought Callan was a nut, but now he explained it once, and I hope I saved, I think I did. But the heart is more than a pump. But anyway, when that whole blood system, circulation system stops working, so many things start to cascade around it, including pneumonia, where because we have this efficient system clearinghouse in our lungs, if things start to slow down, then things start to back up. It's like a sewer. The whole body starts to back up all over the place. So a very common symptom of an irregular or heart failure is pneumonia, because obviously it's the number one thing going on in your body is the exchange of air.
Right.
And
right.
It's easy to attach and to attach a virus, because a virus, your body does generate viruses, as you know, as cells start to break down. So they are there. It's just they're not there because they invaded you. They're there because they're in your body innate, and they're mobilized to help and try and save your life because of some other very systemic problem you've got, including heart disease. Your heart's not working. So it's so easy to turn it upside down.
They did it brilliantly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very convincing.
Guess what? So Governor Cuomo yesterday announced that you cannot even go into the state of New York unless you have proof of so it started, man. It's starting. So
we're seeing the genesis of the COVID pass, because it doesn't exist yet. They're just creating stepping stones to this magical path.
But once the quote unquote vaccine is out, I don't believe for a second that they've pre-planned this for so long, and the steps, the stones, as you say. So it's just going to be fast track. It'll be just like Ticketmaster. They said you can't go to a concert unless you have proof. So that's just, was it you? Who was I listening to debating that? Oh no, it was on the No Agenda show. There was one of the guys who was saying that Ticketmaster will never implement that because, okay, do you want money or do you want to implement this vaccine passport thing? And I wanted to scream, saying, you idiots don't understand that if Ticketmaster does this, they're going to get subsidies from the Druid Babylonian bastards for doing
it.
That's why everybody is complying with this, is because they're getting paid for it. It's like they're getting bribed for it.
It's the beauty.
And that's why I love John Jay's other strategy of suing companies for bribery, participating in bribery.
I know. But when the main briver is the quote unquote government, It's really, people just don't see it that way. They see it as a subsidy.
Yeah, it's the, it's not the, what is the big one, the money, the monetary fund, the World Monetary Fund?
Well, the World Bank, the IMF, these are instruments of the oligarchs to distribute money.
Yeah, it's the IMF is the one that is basically, like that one, who was the one president of the country that said fuck you to the IMF paying him?
I believe it was Belarus.
Yeah, Belarus.
From Belarus. But I'm really kind of worried that I don't know what's happening in that situation. I look at them all as temporary situations.
Yeah. But
there's too much money, like you said. And people, we should really be constantly talking about the CARES Act. What is the mechanism to do?
Oh my God.
And how much money is it? That would be a more interesting conversation all the time, because that is the instrument of the devil right there.
Yeah, it is the instrument. And man, have they packed shit into that. Like, basically, there's no, everybody who is participating in this vaccine hoax has indemnification. They cannot be sued in no court. You can't take it to the Supreme Court. And then they snuck in there. I was telling Yana, I said, well, let me tell you where this is going. They have snuck in that act. I read it last night. They stuck in there that, and they do it with such subtle language.
What's the name of the act? What's the name of the act?
The CARES Act.
The CARES, and that's federal, right?
Yeah.
When did that come in? Was that March?
Yeah, it was written. They've been working on this since Obama. I'll forward an email that I got from this Sue Bear or whatever. She's in the chat. She's really prolific with that act especially. And I was just starting to read, and it's like, this new czar that they have in place inserted in there that if they deem you to be a carrier. So now keep in mind, you're an asymptomatic silent assassin. So basically a carrier is somebody who hasn't taken the vaccine. If they deem you to be a threat, they can take you. They can take your kids. They can take you and keep you in these detention centers to where until you comply, until you bend the knee, you're going to stay there. So they're just going to imprison you until you say, I want to get out of here. Give me the vaccine.
I know. It's
and,
like a mechanic taking your car and saying, if you don't change the oil, I get your car.
Yeah. And it's the crazy thing to consider and the depressing thing to consider is this just isn't us talking shit conspiracy stuff on Saturday mornings with some Australian drunk people. You know, this is like unfolding right before our eyes. I mean, it's just like, it's real.
We're in Germany in the 30s.
Yeah, right.
And I love that meme. If you ever wondered what you would have done in Germany in the 1930s, now you know.
Right. Yeah, I know which camp I'd be in. I'd be getting skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least we have each other to talk to.
Oh, I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, there's just what I'd be like, what would I do if I didn't have this alt community? Well, first of all, I'd probably tune in way more to Fox News, right? I wouldn't know that they were controlled opposition, and now they went full. You know what they just did over this last week? Remember when Drudge Report was, that was your go-to place for truth? When they absolutely flipped to where they just went to the other side? It's like that's what Fox News did this last week.
I was never a big Drudger because I just didn't find it that valuable.
But
I know a lot of people were. I was already into blogs before that. I love blogs and trying to find alternative truth. I was blogging before Twitter, Facebook. I was already seeking out other info.
I know. Always. You've been awesome at this.
I loved it. I've always loved it. It's still good. And we find these gems all over the place, these grandmothers in Vancouver. I'd rather listen to a grandmother in Vancouver than Neil Cavuto.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true.
I like the raw. I like that.
Yep. Yep.
I like all these female warriors.
I don't know if you saw, but I put in the chat a link to Zammy Pup because I just posted this guy that does the most amazing Trump impression, and I was all over him. He's one of these up and comers, but he's not that popular yet. So I reached out and I asked him. I said, "I'd love to have you on our show," because he does a perfect impression of Trump. I mean, just perfect. Like, nobody else can do it like he does it. And I thought, man, that would be so fun. Have a little comic relief. Have him on in role, you know, interviewing the president, asking him questions. That'd be a blast. So I'm shooting for, if he responds back, I'm shooting for tomorrow night, Sunday night, I mean.
Okay.
I just think it'd be a blast. He can do Biden, too, but not quite as well.
Did your John J. Singleton crypto show go up? Because I can't find it.
Yeah, it did. It did.
You got too many. I can't. Where is it? Because we're having this too many channels problem for me anyway.
Hold on. Let me copy the link, and I will just shoot it to you.
Is it on Faco too?
Hello. No, I haven't uploaded it to PacoTube yet.
Okay, and make sure you try and get a library account. That works quite well. They have a great Android app, and you said they don't have an app.
Yeah, they don't have an app for me, so I'm not going to do that because I don't want to transfer it to my computer. And when they get an iOS app, I'll do it. But I just don't. I don't do things for my computer much, so.
Oh, too bad.
Or my PC. Yeah. But that's all right. I mean, we have FacoTube. But I do need to upload it to FacoTube.
That's a one-click, buddy. I thought you would just do that before you went to bed kind of thing. Or...
Yeah, you know what? It takes YouTube a while to actually curate it and get it over there.
No. Take it off your computer and upload it. Upload it from a file. Why do you wait for YouTube? We could have the file at the end of, in 5 minutes if you just upload it from your computer. Hello?
Because I then have to edit it.
But where do you edit?
No,
you got to save it before you upload it. Do you not?
No, I save it as I'm doing it, and if YouTube fucks with me, I have the file that I could re-upload. But I don't want to proactive. It's just another step. You're the king of eliminating steps. It's just like, I got it. I have my system. And I have everything that I'm recording.
But help me understand, why don't you upload it from your computer to FacoTube directly?
Because that's an additional step from an additional device. And I have to go edit out all the shit because I start the video. It's just trust me. I don't want to do that.
I need to understand before I can trust you.
You don't need to understand anything. It's just, we all have our systems, and my system works and nothing is lost. Hold on. Let me do it.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Uploading directly to FacoTube is probably faster than YouTube. What about that?
Well, I'm doing the one-click thing right now. And by the time this is working right now. Yeah, see, you got me liking FacoTube, bro. Don't start pushing shit. every week you can't shove another thing down my throat. Now you got a new library. Now you got to upload from your computer. Now you got to get. And I tell you the Restream.io that doesn't work.
It does work.
It's like when, it. I don't know why it hasn't been working. I mean,
user error.
I guess user error. I'll have to test it again this weekend. But see, when there's user error shit that happens, I mean, I like easy. You know, it's like when things work. That's why I don't know. And look, it's like there's so many things to do in this life. That's the other thing I was thinking today, which is why I'm gonna clean my garage. As silly as this sounds, I'm like, I've had my nose in my fucking phone all week, and I'm like, it's all this shit that makes you depressed. And I'm like, looking outside now, the hurricane's gone. It's a beautiful day. I'm on my back porch right now. And I'm like, it is so beautiful, and there's so much life out here that I am.
Yeah, you live in a great
myself.
State. You live in a great
I'm stealing,
state.
Yeah. But it's just like, why am I conducting this thievery on myself when I, you know, just go out and actually breathe the air and live in this world a little bit and stop just all the world's coming to an end porn. So, and I mean, believe me, it's just an emotion I have just because it's like, fuck, I want to feel good and not just depressed.
That's true.
You know, so I think that's like a muscle too. If you don't exercise the muscle of saying, fuck the Druid Babylonian bastards, I'm going to go and enjoy today, however that looks, you know, I think that's important. And I need to take that advice myself. So today I'm dedicating it to the non-Druid Babylonian bastards.
Okay, that's good.
Look at that. Faco Tube's uploading. Oh, hey, Yana just texted and asked if I could help her with the dog. So I got to scoot.
Well, nice.
All right, brother. Drive safely. All right. See you, man.
Thank you. Take
Bye.
Care.
Hey,
I don't know who this Austin is.
Oh, he's the guy I was telling you about that does the fantastic Trump impression that I wanted to get on the show.
Okay.
No, he's a no because he just knows too many people who's died of the boogie virus, so he can't support our show.
Yeah. Well, okay. So he's not a conspiracy person at all.
Apparently not. Well, I looked at some of his other videos. He's very, very much on the left. So he's not a Trump fan, he's a Biden fan, so he makes fun of them both. He's great. I mean, his impression of Trump is like, I've never heard anyone better. You close your eyes and you're listening to Trump. But that's all right. I gave it a shot. You know, I think the sun will still rise in the east tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I think it will. Unless Klaus Schwab has another idea.
Yeah, I just posted to BakoTube this woman who does about 20 minutes on Agenda 21, and it was excellent. It was just really good.
Let me see what this, I've seen it.
You probably have. You've seen everything.
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, Rosa Torre. Yeah, Rosa, of course. Yeah. I was going to say she's the go-to person. I hope she has a lot of content, so I don't know if I posted that.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about it. It's 20 minutes is just getting to the point of Agenda 21 to where normal people can understand it. So I'm keeping a little note section of video links like that, like with Agenda 21 or, you know, Klaus Schwab with a link, or ones to where I think if somebody was just interested in each one, that the video that accompanies whatever subject I put is a good one. So it's just a little tiny library that, you know, I think is, I'm curating the curation, if you will.
Yes. I put, actually, it's funny you put that up, the talk about sync, which I'm not sure, I don't have any, don't have much to say about that. But in our neighbor, well, my small little city near Toronto, beside Toronto, on our main road, they have a huge bus lane there. It's been there for a couple of years now. But we don't really have any bus traffic because we're the suburbs.
Yeah.
So they widen the road for a bus lane where there's really no buses. And now the intensification begins on that road, because the road was designated an intensification area. So this is where I'm guessing you're going to see a condo canyon spring up over the next 20 years. What else is intensified when it comes to residential? It's condos.
Oh.
Pretty much. So there's a big sports store, which I'm guessing will shut down anyway, because all retail, box retail, will shut down for the most part, and they want to develop it. And the people in my area, I'm part of this. Are you familiar with the website Nextdoor?
No.
Nextdoor is a Facebook for neighbors. You use your real name, which I did. And you network with your neighbors. And there's it's supposed to be neighborhood stuff, nothing political. No, they don't want any controversy on it.
Yeah.
But of course, in life, you know, we live in a giant series of conspiracies, and there's good conspiracies and not so good conspiracies, but they are conspiracies when an Agenda 21 is a giant conspiracy to develop cities. There's just no way around it. And it's a way that most people don't like. Most people are against all development around their where they live anyway. That's just a fact.
Sure.
Most people, they don't want anything. They want to live in the city, but they want to pretend they're in the country, which just doesn't work.
Yep. Right.
So I'm trying to see if my post is still up. I just basically said, you guys are all against this new condo It'll be the first on this stretch of road. Someone's got to start somewhere. And I said, what do you think that bus lane is there for? Because there's no bus in it. So I just said, if you want to know what's going on, just Google. I said search. I don't use the word Google. I say search Agenda 21 and Rosa Corey. And it's funny. You put that picture
up. Wow.
That was 2 hours ago.
That's crazy. You should drop that link in then.
Well, we'll see. I just let people find stuff on their own. I don't see my post anymore, so it might have been deleted. I can't find it, so. But it's happening in every city. They call it sustainable development.
Yep.
And that's the buzzword.
Oh, and you know, when you say it out loud, you feel like such a good virtue signaler, don't you?
Well, all their words are meant to make you feel good, and it's the right thing, and green, and...
Yep.
Yeah, not much you can do.
Are you familiar with Jim Stone University?
I know the name Jim Stone. I didn't know he had a university. Jim Stone has a website. He talks about some of our things, I believe. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Jim Stone University. I listened to him on Crow. He did an hour on all this NOL stuff,
Oh, good.
I loved it so much. I subscribed to Crow. It's just like $7-$8 a month. And I got the second hour, and the second hour blew me away to where I'm definitely going to become a member of Jim Stone University. But if you just Google Jim Stone University on YouTube, you get great content. There's a 17 series course on there. I've been cleaning my garage, and I listened to the first couple, and it's fascinating.
Oh, nice.
I think you'll love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the stuff that we're facing and talking about. No way. I just came to Best Buy. The Best Buy in my neighborhood shut down. They closed the doors on it, and it looked...
Wow. For good?
God, is Best Buy going out of business? Did they shut this one down too?
Most likely. I don't know how they make money with it. All these guys are having such a problem with Amazon.
Yeah, that's what they're saying is they just can't. Yeah, Best Buy is gone.
Goodbye, you know, Charlie.
Well, this is a woe to me. No, there it is. I'm sorry. I just haven't been out here for so long I didn't notice it. Okay, it's here.
All right. All's good again, huh?
Life is good when I bought my screen protector here and I dropped it. It broke, and so I need they'll replace it free at Best Buy. So
that's nice of them.
Yeah, I figured out why. It's that Zag. If you buy Zag, you get a screen protector, and I figured out why Best Buy would do that. Why they would give it to you free. Zag is a company that they make these invisible shields for your impact if you put them on your phone.
Yeah.
And their deal is when you buy it, it's good for life. So if you ever crack your screen, you file a claim and they send you a new one, and then you send your old one back. And you just pay $5.99
shipping and handling.
The shipping and handling, you just know it's all a hoax. That more than covers the cost, I'm sure. But Best Buy does it, so they're paying the whatever deal they have with them, and it's just to get you back in their store. So that's smart. That's good marketing.
So Jim Stone is good. He's talking about NOLs. Okay, that's good.
But the website is Jim Stone, like G-E-M, Stone University.
Oh, Jim Stone. I think I said Jim. There is
a guy named
Jim Stone. Jim, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I ran across that with NOL. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but basically the guy says people who do the NOL are fucking up because he said, I did it for years and years and years. He said, but when you get to the point to where you're doing the lien attachment and all of that and where it becomes real, he said, all of a sudden you go into their jurisdiction and then they can come get you. I don't understand it. It was enough to scare me to learn more, which is why then I started searching Jim Stone University and all of that stuff. So, and when you hear the second hour of Crow, it makes sense to you. He talks about why, but it's just over my head, you know. But he does say, you know, that I don't know. It's just one of those things that when I heard him say that, I'm like, okay, let's just hold our horses here just a little bit. Just let's understand why. And so, you know, I'm really good at leaning into stuff, but, you know, if there's a trap there, I want to know that too.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. That's why I hate to tell Mike, you know, from the bigvirushoax.com. He sent out that email that's basically sign this petition to stop the Trump fraud election. Who the hell's going to sign those things these days? That's just for, that's just to figure out who the opposition is. That's for sitting ducks.
Yeah.
You know? But do you agree? Did I lose you? I think I lost you. Yeah. All right. I'll call you back after I'm done with Best Buy.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's better. Man, I just got through with cops.
It was my end, not your end, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got through with Costco, amigo.
What happened?
Man, they are going to go full-on Nazi on Monday, without a doubt. And, they, you know, I made a big deal out of it. I recorded everything. They didn't know I was recording. It basically recorded the audio. So I'll do something with that. I reached out to John Jay and see if he'd be available tonight to, live stream and strategize about what to do next week, because I'm going to go through the process and then sue them. So
wow, you are a brave man.
Yeah. So I want to figure it out. I want to strategize and get our shit together, because they're breaking the law. I mean, I walked in with my medical, letter, and I walked in with the Tampa and Hillsborough County executive orders, both of which declare an exemption. So unless the law has changed sometime between today and Monday, you tell me how they are not breaking the law, when the only reason why we're doing this nonsense is because of these fucking executive orders to begin with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that right? They wouldn't be doing this unless there was an executive order of some kind, a mandate. So how can that, if our corporate policy is this now. Well, then what's to say last year, December of last year, that Costco made a corporate policy that says all members must wear a bear suit to come in and shop? If they say it's so, does that make it so?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So what did they say to you?
Well, the first person stood down shortly after I started raising my voice a little bit and got the boss. And then the boss spoke with an accent that seemed German. So he didn't like my last parting line, because he kept saying, we're just doing our jobs. And I said, yeah, just like in Nazi Germany, they were just doing their jobs. And he goes, I do not appreciate that. I'm like, well, I don't appreciate you treating me like, you know, or not treating me like I'm rightly disabled. And then I just went shopping.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what are you going to do on whatever day?
Oh, next. I'm going to talk to John, and then next week I'm going to go in and I'm going to say, wear my exemption thing, have all my materials with me and anything else John Jay provides me. And I will probably go in fully recording it this time. And just go in saying I'm recording this for my protection. Because I am documenting bullying and abuse and discrimination, and I have a medical exemption, and I am a member, a paying member, and I'm going to go shopping, and they're going to stop me. And if they physically stop me, then false imprisonment.
False imprisonment. Yeah.
False imprisonment. And if they don't serve me, which is probably the likely scenario, because I'll just go buy one thing, you know, they'll probably call the sheriff, and the sheriff will say that you're on private property, and then I will do the private property badge and ask them, what law am I breaking? And if they say they issued a new policy, I'm sure John's going to say that you say, well, policies are for employees, you know. Now, I'm a little waffly on all of that. I don't know. I got the membership, membership application form that has all their small print. So I got that. I want John to go through that. But, dude, I mean, if people don't start doing something like this, it's just going to be, I mean, everybody should root for me to win this.
I know. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting, man. I'm rooting and tooting. I don't know what to say. It's just so overwhelming, man. I'm just watching a British shop owner resist the police inspection with common law discussion. I just put that on FACO, too. I was in the middle of Pockets of the Future, who I support. I like a lot.
Yeah.
And he has a half-hour video he put up today, and I can never finish all the way, so I was just continuing to watch it, and then YouTube said it's not available. I'm halfway through, and it just...
Right in the middle of it? No kidding.
Yeah, well, they pulled it down within the last hour that I was trying to finish it, so...
Wow.
Yeah, they're fast. He's a hot-button... channel, so he's like you. He's targeted,
it's not,
for sure.
It's not if, it's when.
And he's just talking about the media, really. He's not even saying anything. Yeah, exactly. It's just a convenience thing where it's nice to stream on your phone in the background with YouTube. That's why I like the library app. I would love FacoTube to be able to stream in the background. But he says it's a big job to do that, so...
Oh,
that's
wow.
Well, yeah, it's a big job. So that's the library app is the only other app that I have on an alternate video platform that allows the phone to go to... screen to go off and still play.
I see.
It's not a big deal, but it's just something to consider. Yeah, so I don't know... Yeah, you do your thing, and you're getting so much information every day. It's exhausting, man. It's just exhausting. My daughter is telling me to stop watching all this stuff now. She's, you know, she says stop, take a break. I think she's right.
She's probably right. Well, I mean, we talked about that this morning, didn't we? It's like,
yeah, you cleaned out your garage. You cleaned your garage without listening to any audio in the background, I'm assuming.
I did.
Oh, you were actually listening to something, I think, when you're cleaning out your garage, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was listening to that Gemstone University.
So you weren't really disconnecting, were you?
If I said yes, you'd see my nose grow about 5 inches, and you know I'm driving. I don't want it to go through the windshield.
Yeah. Well, it's quite the battle. Quite the epic battle we're in, man. It's just unbelievable that we're in it. Why didn't they wait 20 years so we could retire?
Yeah.
But then we'd need the hospital system, and then we'd have a problem, too. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, this is going to get to the point where you're going to have your vaccine and an app or something to be able to get access anywhere. That's what really sucks.
Well,
I copied you on an email that this guy sent me, and he told me that their apartment complex is going to some system that you're going to have an app on your phone to open your own apartment door. And I just responded back, well, you know what that's about. That is about that if you don't have your vaccination updated on that app, then they're not going to let you into your own home. They're going to say that it's unsafe and we can't allow you access. And that's where it's going. So I, you know, send them to John Jay to see if there's something he can do proactively to opt out of that being on his door. Instead, you know, that's crazy, man. So if electricity goes out or somebody's phone goes out, you know, they run out of batteries, you're not able to get into your own house.
Oh, well, yeah, there's always a manual thing with these electronic things. I read that the Ring doorbells, the Amazon surveillance video doorbells, are all,
yeah,
some of them are melting down, catching fire.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true or not, or if it's just negative advertising. It's a form of advertising, by the way, when you have a recall, which is what they're doing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I went into Best Buy, and Best Buy, it's not just Echo. It's like they have so many different surveillance systems and things that make people think that they have a friend with them, like, you know, Siri and stuff like that. It's just, why don't people understand? This is nothing but self-imposed surveillance.
Yes. I have a video doorbell, but it's not an Amazon one. I do find it fun to look at, though. I'm surprised you don't, because you have a lot of toys probably yourself.
Well, you know what? It's like, good luck with my dogs. Get breaking in. Serious. Good luck with Zeus, first of all. Second of all, I'm armed to the hilt. And so if they came in when I'm home, which I'm home all the time, it seems, good luck with that. And,
oh, I'm not worried about protection. It's more just for watching people come to your door. I don't have any illusions that it's protecting, because every week I get a video on one of these, the Nextdoor app, of someone watching someone break into their car. It doesn't stop them, because they're all masked up, and of course they were wearing hoods before the mask. So
yeah.
There's no way you can identify them. So
yeah,
all you can do is just watch them steal your stuff out of your car, if you're so inclined to do so.
How about pull it into the garage? Well, I guess not everyone
has. Oh, so many people, most people I know use their garage as storage. I wish I had a garage big enough for both of my cars, but I don't. It's a one and a half car garage. I don't know why they built it that way. It just seems so dumb, but that's the way they did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in Canada when it snows overnight. It would be really great if they could both hide in the garage. But anyway, well, that's what I've been watching. I'm overdosing again on memes, on Telegram. This David Avocado Wolf is a meme fiend.
Yeah.
What else am I doing? Trump had a news conference at 4 o'clock to talk about vaccines. I didn't watch it.
No,
I don't know what he's talking about. Let's see, what is he saying here?
I heard Q is back, and he's talking about how the election is, it was all on purpose, and Trump had to let them expose themselves for the frauds they are, so that he can then, you know, with good standing, hold the office, expose the liars, and then lock them up. Then it's clean out the deep state in the second term. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, one guy just can't do everything. That's the other issue. Especially since the Republican Party is against Trump. They always have been. They didn't want him there. That's the narrative. So for one guy to just try and redo an entire system seems impossible to me.
Yeah, impossible, improbable. Yeah, all of that. All of that, buddy.
But I really think that both parties have to have some complicity in the corrupt computer counting system. And it to me, Republican Party members are probably working with the Democrats to get rid of this, what looks like a real outsider. So there's no doubt that they all agree to the counting system, the way the vote ballots are weighted, and they can...
Yeah.
they're all, we sort of forget that they, both sides are working together all the time to protect the system.
Well, and I don't discount at all that Trump is just a really great actor. He's playing his role in all of it, but he's right there with them. It's all on purpose with intent. Yeah.
And again, the bottom line is these people are not long for the political system. This, we have a medical mafia running the country. Trump is just a bystander as much as every other leader in every other jurisdiction. They are bystanders to our destruction. They're not really helping in any way. They're not slowing it down either.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that. And I remember that in our country, too. We have a premier and a prime minister. They're both fairly empty vessels when it comes to understanding or telling us what's really going on.
Right.
They're not helping, but they're not really doing anything that the people are against. Everything, all the measures, destruction of the economy, everyone is for it. They don't really see the consequences as important because we're all going to die. I think that death hanging over everyone has really completely clouded their judgment on reality.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. I walked out of Costco and these two ladies basically came and accosted me. They're like, what was that about? And how did you get in there without a mask? And they were like happy I didn't have a mask.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, no, they were just like, we were jealous. We were talking about how jealous we were. And I told them about my medical exemption, and I told them about what's going to happen next week. And they were just like shaking their heads saying, man, look, it's like, what can we do? What can we do? Why isn't someone doing it? And I said, hey, are you YouTubers? I said, go to the Uncle Odd show and follow along, and you'll see what people are going to do. You'll see what I'm going to do. They were like giddy. They were about mid 50s, you know, just like a couple of girlfriends going out to shop and stuff. It was funny. Yeah. And I told them, I taught them about germ theory versus terrain. And I said,
wow,
I just want you to know that, you know, this boogie virus doesn't exist. So if I accomplish anything in this conversation, I just want it to be, don't walk around in fear that you're going to catch something that's going to kill you, because it's not. It just does not exist, I said. And then I said, and do me a favor, you know, start going into some stores with confidence without a mask, and if they stop you, just say, I'm sorry, I have a medical condition. I can't wear a mask. And you'll be delighted to see no one will care. And I said, now, companies like Costco are taking an illegal stand. I said, but that's why people like me are you going to try to beat that back. You know, I don't suggest you know, because you don't have a medical condition. And I told them about fake11.com/mask. And I said, even though it's the disability not to breathe, I said, so if that makes you feel better, please go download it. And they wrote it down. And so, I think we'll have a couple new subscribers.
Park hangs, stoop visits, walks and runs with friends. It all needs to be stopped. That's what the City of Toronto's public health officials are asking for. A complete end to socializing of any kind with people outside of your household, indoors or out.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go again.
This is...
Here we go again.
Insane.
And Fauci, I just posted Fauci on fakeologist.com. That guy is, he's such an evil doer. He's unbelievable. He's saying that he said, do what you're told to Americans. He said, Americans are kind of feisty. They have that independent spirit, but it's getting in the way of the COVID revolution.
Yeah. And then there's that, Tony. And then there's that, you fucking douche.
Oh, my God. He was talking in some kind of Catholic forum. I still think he's a Jesuit deceiver myself. He's one of the best, of course. He's been such a useful useful figure in this for the last 40 years. Let's not forget the AIDS hoax. That was
absolutely,
that was where they got everything tuned up for this. This is just a, this is a second run. This is a second run. This is the polished run.
That was his training wheels. That was, that
Yes.
He paid his tuition on that one, and then he learned, and now he's fully employed out there.
Oh, yes. He's, this is his pièce de résistance for sure.
I'm telling you, there's a special place in hell for all these people, you know. Even if you don't believe in that, you know, just humor it. There's a special place in hell for these people.
Oh, yes. He will be right at Lucifer's foot.
Yeah.
He'll be his footstool.
Hey, let me ask you a question. On your emails, are you starting to get these emails that you can't, like, there is no unsubscribe, there's nothing, it's just like, you know, there, it's just all kinds of stupid shit that you can tell it's just gobbledygook.
Where are you getting them? What server? Gmail?
It just comes into, that's a good question. I should, because I have all my mail come into one box, and that's what I delete from, so I need to figure out where it's, which one it's coming from. That's a good idea. Smart people like you think things like that.
I have my own email server, so I have quite a few, I have quite a few filters on it. So most of the stuff that comes in is garbage. It's mostly garbage because I don't hide my email. So it's easy to scrape off a website for any bot so they can.
Right.
I don't make it bot unfriendly. I find that sort of the antithesis of what the internet's all about, to make it easy to communicate. So, I get tons of garbage though, but I just have filters that filter most of it out. Occasionally a real email doesn't make it through, and I do watch my garbage pile to see if anyone's email got caught in it overall. I don't use Google Mail.
Man, I just saw what's wrong with America. I just pulled up to my grocery store, Publix, which is by a Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a man who is no less than 400 pounds.
Oh, no.
And he literally was wobbling with carrying four pizza boxes, and his mask wouldn't even hardly, it's like his big old chin, his quadruple chin pushed up his mask to where it just looks like a cartoon. And I'm like, man, that's four pizza boxes, and you know that's for him. Well, he probably has a family that's all obese.
I think you're right. I think it probably was for him. Well, I think that the technocrats will put an end to all that. And I think it goes along with a book that one guy was reading on one of the podcasts, I think on No Agenda, called Amusing Ourselves to Death by Neil Postman. The guy who wrote The Social Dilemma was writing that. And I think America, the Western world, has come to a point where they're just too rich. No, they're too rich. Life is too easy. Life is too good. And it's not good, really, for the slave system to have all these well-fed, idle servants or citizens out there. And I agree. I don't agree with the principles.
Yeah, but if you were a druid Babylonian bastard, you would agree with the principle. You're like,
if I saw the herd was too fat, then they have to be slaughtered. And I really think that's so obvious all the time when you look at America and maybe not as much Europe because they're a little more health conscious, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, what you just said, you can just imagine a farmer, your flock is getting fat, they don't want to work. You got to bring people in from other countries that are starving to do the work. I see that all the time
Yeah.
You can see how they say this system's not working and there's a lot of problems and we've done everything we can. We've extended credit so many times that we really can't extend it anymore. We just have to get rid of some people in the system, et cetera, et cetera. So I can see it from the Drew Babylonian Bastard's point of view is what I'm saying. I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
But I can see it. And you just illustrated it.
Right. Right.
You really yeah. did. You really brought it home. And you probably see that far more often driving around than I do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw when I was going into Best Buy, there was another really obese man. And I said out loud, not to him, he couldn't hear it, or his son, because his son was like 6 years old and looked exactly like the dad, just a mini me. And I'm talking about one of those really round fat dudes, all directions. And the little boy was so, it's like his head was so fat that, and you know, where his eyes are squinty because his forehead's fat and his cheeks.
Yeah. Terrible.
And I just said out loud, I'm like, that kid has no chance. No chance. I mean, that guy's been, oh, it's just, man. Yeah. Obesity, yeah. I think, is going to kill, you know, half the flock.
Yes, it already is. And what is it caused from? Is it just overeating or is it the glyphosate poisoning? I'm really onto that poisoning idea. That we are just being poisoned through corporatism, just the efficiency of having spraying poison on fields so you get maximum harvest for least amount of effort.
Well, Ab, if you ever want to have some fun and be yelled at while you're driving, and know the diet that Uncle Odd's on, which in the last 8 days I've lost 11 pounds.
Yeah.
It's called the snake diet. Just Google it and start listening to his videos. And
how are you doing on it? You're enjoying it?
I do a 3-day fast and then I have one feed meal, which is like the, they used to, you know, where they would, a tribe would go kill something and they'd kind of gorge themselves and eat, and then they would go hunt, and it may take another 3 days to kill something again and eat it. That's the idea. But anyway, this guy's helped so many obese people become just lean and cut, and he's hilarious. He pulls no punches. He yells, "Okay, you fat cunt. You're just a fat." I mean, but that's his shtick. And once you realize that's his shtick, like I saw a podcast of him being interviewed. And he said, look, these fat asses are cow-cowed their whole life, and it's all everyone's fault. And I'm like, no, you're the one putting that shit in your mouth. Stop eating! You know? And he has what's called snake juice, which is basically salt water with some baking soda in it. The way he has it, you get your electrolytes. But that's what sustains you for the 3 days. And you're not hungry. I mean, I've been very delighted. I have not been hungry. It's like I do cheat. My only cheat is that I'll chew sugar-free gum. You're not supposed to chew anything. But no, I lost 11 pounds in 8 days, and tomorrow is my feed day, so that's why I'm going to Publix. I'm going to make a lot of bacon and eggs, brother. That's what I'm hungry for.
Good for you.
I'll eat a whole pack of bacon, 6 eggs, and
his thesis is that we just eat too much too often.
Oh yeah, his is totally that. It's like you're fat because you eat. Stop eating and stand up. His thing is for fat people, if they just stood up, if they start by just standing up 15 minutes an hour. Out of every day, he says you burn 100 calories an hour by standing up. He says he never sits down unless he's in his car.
And you stand up for your show, of course.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I stand up I stand up until I watch TV at night. I'm pretty much standing up.
Do you have a stand-up desk that you do your other work at?
Yeah,
it's the same desk you're at.
It's a it's stand up. Yep.
I'm sort of active. I'm not that active, but I'm out and around, walking around, and I'm outside all day.
But what it is when you have the salt water or the snake juice, he calls it, you're getting your electrolytes, and you know, and what happens is your body, and you know who turned me on to this diet? John Jay. He lost 100 pounds.
He must have been a big boy.
He was a big boy. He lost 90 pounds, he said, in 3 months, and he's kept it off, and he's been at it for 3 years, and he loves it, and he's so healthy, and he's like, yeah, now I don't even think about it. He says, you know, I've just changed my relationship to food. He goes, I eat food, you know, once every 3 days, and I have a great meal. I look forward to it on my days off. And then the day that I eat, I almost feel like, you know, I wish I wouldn't have eaten so much, but you know, that's part of it. You kind of be a glutton, but think about it. It's like I'll eat, like the last time I had a triple cheeseburger from, Five Guys, and I had two slices of pizza, and I was stuffed because my stomach was so small. That's 3 days to where I ate less than 2,500 calories total, you know, but I felt stuffed, and that's what has sustained me I haven't been hungry at all, and my feed day is tomorrow again. It's crazy.
Feed day. Animalistic. Oh, that's funny. Do we have a show on Sunday?
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know us. We'll figure it out.
I should have asked if we don't have a guest. That's fine. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
We got lots to talk about. We got lots to talk about for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go talk to Publix before they tell me I can't shop there too.
Oh, you think? Do you have any issues with Publix?
No, they have been awesome. They're awesome.
And how many people are masked up in Publix?
Everyone.
Everyone. Oh, okay.
Everyone.
You don't get any. Do they have one-way aisles in Publix?
They used to, and then they took them up. They turned everything back to normal pretty much.
And what's the latest with your governor?
He's been good. He's been doing some good stuff, but I can't remember. He did some kind of press conference to where it's like, Yana, my wife, she's like, man, I wish you wouldn't have served him.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. So no red zones in Florida? No.
No.
Level fours or okay.
I wonder why.
I wonder what's happening there. Because they're they're crushing Canada right now.
And I think Costco, I believe their corporate headquarters are in California.
Washington.
Oh, they are? Oh, Washington's draconian too.
Yeah, the whole left coast. They're crazy.
They're out of their minds, so, yeah.
Okay, good luck in Publix, old buddy.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.